Welcome to the Hamilton Spectator Newsroom Insider. I'm David Crosby. On Friday, the Toronto Star published statistics obtained from the province detailing the level of lead in Ontario schools' drinking water. Of those schools, including daycares, some 640 were found to have levels of lead over the recommended 10 parts per billion within the past 2 years. There is no truly safe amount of lead in drinking water, and exposure can have severely deleterious, if not lethal, effects, particularly in children. Joanna Furketich took a look at which Hamilton area schools and daycares were affected. Joanna, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks so much.
So you have written a sort of follow-up piece to the Toronto Star's report yesterday on Thursday about lead in all kinds of Ontario daycares, elementary schools. And you wrote this follow-up piece on that in Hamilton and Burlington.
Yes. So we wanted to look at what schools and daycares in Hamilton and Burlington were showing too much lead in their drinking water. So under provincial regulations, schools and daycares have to do annual testing to look at how much lead is in their drinking water. And we found, the Ontario Ministry of Environment and Climate found that eight Hamilton schools and daycares in 2016 were found to have too much lead in their water. And some of them, it was just a one-time testing that was found, and for some of them, it was found over multiple days of testing, so they had that failed test more than once. So that's a pretty big concern, considering even small amounts of lead can cause harm to children. So that's why it's a really important issue to take a look at.
Absolutely. From what I understand, anything over what's the Ontario guideline? Is it 10 parts?
Yep, 10 parts per billion. And some of these schools were at five times or double that limit, you know, anywhere in there. Some of them were just over, but some were quite a bit over. So it's something that it's really important that these schools are aware of. Now, to be fair, it's very few schools compared to how many there are. So like two out of, I think it's 56 Catholic schools and two out of 108 public schools. So by far, the majority of Hamilton schools have safe levels of lead in their drinking water. But for those eight, it's really important that we know that so that we can do something about it. And the other thing that's important to note is that there is some argument over whether 10 is actually too high. There is a committee that's looking at whether it should be five. And if it was five, that would add about 19 more schools and daycares in Hamilton. So, it's not really knowing what is the safe level. Like, really, no lead is really what you'd like, yeah. Right? So that's why, it's good that we know about these eight. And then it's also important to sort of look at whether we need to change this, whether we need to lower the standard so that, it's five instead of 10, so that, schools that are at between five and 10 also start to do some of the measures that the places with the higher amounts are doing.
Is this information disclosed publicly? Were any notices sent to parents, or is this something that you had to find?
Well, I wish it was me who found it. I have to say, I have to give all the credit to the Toronto Star on this one. So the Toronto Star is really the one that fought for this information. And in the end, the ministry decided that it would release the information. It says it's going to publish it on its website so that you won't have to get the information just through the Toronto Star. But the Toronto Star has put together a really fantastic interactive graphic that is on their website. And you can go and see all of the schools in Ontario. There's quite a bit of data on that interactive graphic. So if you want to look at all the schools in Ontario, you know, different regions of the province, you can go take a look at it at their site. On thespec.com, I will have information on the Hamilton schools and daycares. So if you you can go to my story on the website or in the paper to get sort of that look at Hamilton, and you can go to the Star to get a look at the wider provincial view.
Okay, great. So Joanna, do you get a sense of what the schools are doing about this?
So, you know, I think it's important to note that all the schools and the daycares take this, you know, really seriously. At one daycare, they are actually at the point where they're using bottled water. That is today's family. They have multiple sites, and this is at their Delta Adventure Camp site, which is actually at a church. It's at Delta Church. And so at that spot, they have a filter that's being used for... they have a filter that's being used like to wash toys, but when it comes to the water that children actually drink right now, it is bottled water until that can be resolved. The Catholic school board at the school that had the biggest issues at the Catholic school board, they replaced pipes. They did a lot of work to make sure that that school, when it's tested in 2017, will be at, you know, will be at the provincial threshold. And other schools are doing daily flushing. Like once you're found to have higher levels, then you have to flush out the system. So,
what is that process?
So, yeah. So what they do, what they do with that, there's two ways they do testing. One is standing water. And so the standing water test is that's when the water has sat for many hours and they'll test it to see what the lead is at that point. And then when they flush the system, what they do is they start with the furthest tap from the water source, and then they move back to every drinking spot from that, and they keep the water on for, you know, several minutes and wait a little bit and then test again. And so some of these schools did have too high concentrations of lead even after the system had been flushed, because a lot of times where you see these high lead results is in the standing water tests. But when you also see them in the flushed water tests, you know, that's where you might want to start to look at. That's why the school board replaced pipes and things like that in the Catholic board. So a lot of these schools, to solve the problem, they just make sure that they flush the system out daily. So there is a schedule of how often schools have to flush out their system depending on the age of the school. And any school that fails these tests for 2 years, they have to daily flush out their system. So there is a lot of work that's being done to try and fix this problem and address it. It is something that, is taken pretty seriously.
That's encouraging to hear, but it all the same is a bit frightening, I guess, to hear. I mean, you know, it... 8 schools, was it, across both Hamilton and Burlington, including daycares?
8 schools. That's just Hamilton, actually. Oh, okay. 8 schools and daycares in Hamilton. And, definitely that is too many. And that's just for 1 year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do this testing every year. So we don't really know at right now how many schools there were in daycares there were in 2015 or 2014. And really, we'd like to see it at no schools, right? And like I said, this number is actually... expected to go up if they change, if the thresholds either change to 5, or the other reason why we might see this go up is because the government has changed the rules on how you test. And those rules started to come into effect in July. And so the public health department anticipates that because of that change, you're going to see increased numbers of schools fail and daycares fail the test as sort of the more stringent testing comes into force. So overall, it's really good that we're doing the more stringent testing and we'll find the problems. But at the same time, I mean, yes, lead can be, you know, can be dangerous, especially for small children. So, you know, it's really important that we find these schools and get daycares and get the issue fixed.
Thank you so much, Joanna.
Thanks for having me.